Hi, and welcome to Summer of Love, Week 7, the 7 Deadly Parenting Sins. One of the things that happens in parenting is that we sometimes, whether we think we're doing it or not, parent one child differently than another. So one of the things I want to say in this week's audio extra is you may have one sin that you commit most with one child, but a totally different one that you commit more often with another. For example, you might have a lot of pride when it comes to one of your kiddos and a lot of envy when it comes to another. You might have a really high accomplished kiddo or a very mellow kiddo or a child who has some kind of trait that people comment on a lot. It might be, you know, the bigness of their eyes or the color of their hair. Who knows what it is, but it's something that gives you that feed. And so you respond with a lot of pride and that comes up a lot. The converse might be that you may have an infant or a toddler or a preschooler who is a, how shall we say it, not a great sleeper. And so you might have a lot of envy anytime you hear somebody else bring it up. And that narrative of my kid's a bad sleeper gets woven into your belief system about that child. And so then you start to, you know, we slide, right, from my kid's a bad sleeper to there's something bad about my kid or my kid is bad. So that's one of the reasons that we really want to catch ourselves with these 7 deadly sins is that we don't want it to change the way that we see our kiddos, the way that we emotionally interpret our kiddos, and then in turn, how we act towards and around our kiddos. So the 6th on the list that my husband and I came up with on a long drive, 5-week summer drive, were pride. Right? So living through our child's actions and accomplishments. Anger. Do I really need to say anything about anger? I think most parents I know, that's really maybe should have been the first one on the list, right? Sarcasm. Oftentimes we use a sarcastic tone when what our kiddo really needs is our empathy. They need us to kind of put down our expectations and walls around something and kind of hold their hearts for them when they're losing it. Guilt. Guilt is a huge parenting sin. And I know a lot of people will say you can't be a parent without having guilt, but I really want to move us away from that. Yes, our time is limited. Our finances are limited. Everything we do usually has some limits around it. We are not leading our pie in the sky dream scenario life, which means we feel badly when there are things we can't provide for our kids. But the truth is, they're okay with it. They don't need what we think that we want them to have. So really, guilt is about letting go of those expectations and not making parenting choices we wouldn't regularly make. So if you've had a long week at work and you finally get home and the kids say, "We want to eat," insert whatever food here, and your normal response would be no, but you feel badly because you've been late from work, don't change what your normal answer would be. Don't change how their experience based on what's going on internally for you. Because then it just feeds itself, right? Then it's I'm a bad parent because I did this, blah, blah, blah. We don't want to go there. All right. A word or two about envy. The thing with envy is we always set ourselves up to be the bottom of the comparison. So when we look, let's go back to our sleeping example. If we have a kiddo that wakes up 5-7 times a night, our ears pick up when we hear stories about kiddos who sleep all the night through. What we don't pay attention to, what we don't get emotionally hooked to, is the story of the kiddo that might wake up 11 times during the night. All right, so be careful when we set ourselves up for comparison, when there's envy involved, we're always going to be at the bottom. We're always going to set ourselves up to fail. So really stepping back and seeing that there are lots of difference. It's different. But look for the other comparison. Look for the other examples as well. And look away from what your experience is. One of the best things that I did when my kids were little is take a local parenting class. And one of the things I loved about the check-in time was that I got to hear what was going on in other people's lives. And it was so reassuring to know that some of those things were similar to what I was going through. And some of them were completely different. Some of them I had never even thought of before. And it's just that reminder that all of us are experiencing lots of things as parents, right? Adultification was number six. When we expect kiddos to behave as adults, or when we give them information that is too nuanced or too mature for who and where they are in their lives. Seven is blank. We each have our own little parenting demon. So whatever is the hardest piece for you, if there's something other than these top six, you can slide it in there. And then the idea of watch, breathe, and shift. Oftentimes, when we're trying to make any kind of change in our lives, we try to do it wholesale. We try to do it all at once and make big change. And usually that is so intellectually and emotionally exhausting that we can do it for a little while, but then it doesn't stick. So real change is this gradual, slow, organic, sustainable change. And for this, what I want you to do is just watch yourself for a couple of days. That's all. Just observe which piece of these parenting sins is the biggest one for you. Then after 2 or 3 days of that, take a breath. So you watch it start to rise up with you. Just take one deep breath and then say whatever it is you're going to say. Do whatever it is you're going to do. Don't change anything yet. So now it's 6 days into our week. It isn't until that point that I want you to start thinking about shifting. All right, so watch, breathe, and then shift. And on the shifting days, it's not a big, enormous change. It's not a 180. It really is just a small shift. And then you just keep practicing that over and over and over. And then eventually you will find that you're not where you were before. So if you get stuck on any of your seven deadly sins, you are always welcome to connect with me. You can find me on Facebook. Our Facebook group is Evolving Parents. You can also email me directly, emily@evolving-parents.com. Or you could send me a tweet or contact me on LinkedIn or pin a funny picture on Pinterest and tag me there. Or gosh, there are lots of ways to get in touch. Instagram, I'm Evolving Emily there. So anyway, have a wonderful week seven, and I will talk to you next week. Take care.